Hey, let me go, if I may, to Dr. Perry Halkidis. We'll get the correct pronunciation. He's Dean of the School of Public Health at Rutgers University in Newark. Dr. Perry, welcome to the show, sir. Great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me.
It's Halkidis, is that right, Perry?
It's correct. You did it absolutely correctly.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes. Thank you. We're very impressed to have you on the program, sir. Rutgers at the top of its game now. You know, my dad, Perry, if I may, my dad went to Rutgers like in the 1930s, man. It was called, I think it was called Dana College or something before it was actually Rutgers, and he got his law degree way back then. So making us very, very proud, all the work you're doing at Rutgers University, sir. Hey, how are we doing with this this COVID-19? And I think we have therapies for it. This has been my mantra all morning long, Dr. Halkidis. Mm-hmm. So if you could tell us, isn't there a way we could put up these little monoclonal antibody sites, anything that we could treat the virus with, and maybe get tests quicker? Yeah, what are your overall thoughts on all? As Dean of the School of Public Health, what are you thinking, Doctor?
So thanks, Joe. So, yeah, look, I mean, like any disease we face in our society, we need to use lots of strategies together, right? Like one's not going to be enough, right? Yeah. Masks are not going to be enough. Antibodies are not going to be enough. Vaccines are not going to be enough. We know this from every disease, whether we're trying to get people to quit smoking or quit eating too much or like to control HIV. So here's what I think. And here's what I've been saying for the last 2 years. Multi-pronged approaches, right? Multi-pronged approaches mean, you know, if you're vaccinated, stay vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you happen to get sick and you need treatment, get treatment. Do not go into large groups without a mask if you can avoid it. So all of these things happening together synergize or like, you know, interact with each other and keep us sick because we are in this thing for the long term, right? It's not going away anytime soon. And we got to sort of shift the way we think about it and attack it from lots of different fronts. That's what I think the answer is.
Yeah, I love that you are actually mentioning other things that affect us, like, you know, keeping ourselves healthy, you know, and watching your weight. And HIV/AIDS, you know, we talking about Newark, we had the privilege of being at the Broadway House. We broadcast from there with James Gonzalez and a great team there. And, you know, you think HIV/AIDS went away, didn't go away. We're still dealing with it, especially in the inner cities around the country. Correct, Doctor?
Yeah, Joe. So here's the thing. Like, actually, if I can find 7 or 10 minutes in my life to actually start writing a book, a lot of my research over the last 25 years has been about HIV. I want to write a book about what we didn't learn in the last 40 years that should have prepared us for COVID-19, right? Because there's so many similarities. When you think about, and Joe, I know we're like the same age here, right? So go back to the 80s. Think about HIV in the toilet seats. Go to 2020. Think about the shopping bags that come from the supermarket. All the anxieties, all the fears, all of our reactions, a lot of it was exactly the same.
Wow, that's a great overview. So you know what, and we didn't learn anything from it. And then this too, and help me out here if you would, Dr. Halkidis. It's like when they did AIDS and they said, is there a vaccine? Because you're right, we went through the 80s. People forget it was like, oh my gosh, people were dying. And I worked on Broadway shortly after that, and the Broadway community was devastated. And we would try to raise money, and they still don't have a vaccine for HIV/AIDS. So they're working with the therapies, but the therapies indeed are working, correct?
Yeah. So you're right about that. You're completely right. Since 1996, and you know, I know Jim Gonzalez and the folks at Broadway House, and I'm on the board of the Hyacinth Foundation, where I know you spoke to Kathy O'Brien last week or the week before. Look. Yes, you can put people, if you identify people, you put them on treatment, they can have a normal long life. Now, here's the problem with that, right? That means medications every day. Who wants to take medications every day? People can't remember that. So my hope is that this new vaccine, that the new technology that was used for COVID-19 is being tested right now for HIV. And it looks like it might be finally, after 40 years, a possibility of something that's going to work.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. But how are we doing in Jersey? Jersey, I see the spikes. I hear about the spikes, the Omicron, and do we go out? Do we don't go out? We don't know what to do. We're so scared. Who gets what? And so what are we looking at with Omicron? Are we ahead of this thing, or is it not as bad? I guess that's the question, Doctor. It's not as bad as it was initially, correct?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing again with this disease, like every day is new information, right? So like, you know, who knows, right? I will say that in the state of New Jersey, in the state of New York, right, compared to the rest of the country, we're better. We're better. We are better. Absolutely. Because more people are being careful. More people are following science. Omicron right now looks like maybe it's not as virulent. And what happens with viruses, Joe, is like when they're easier to transmit, they're less harmful. Right. And so think about, let's do the HIV comparison, for example. Hard to transmit. Very, very virulent. Very, very damaging. Omicron version of COVID-19, super easy to transmit, potentially less harmful. So we're doing okay. Look, the next 2 weeks are going to be complicated for us. I personally, I'll tell you, Joe, I was supposed to get together with my big, dysfunctional, loud Greek family in Queens, New York, where they all are. I decided I'm just going to see my brother and just keep it down and simple for this Christmas. And then hopefully next year we'll be in a better place.
Yeah, it's true. And I got triple vaccinated. I'm a hypochondriac. It's great to talk to you, by the way, because I want to learn about it and I worry about it. I got triple vax this. I'm doing everything that needs to be done. But still, I get tested all the time, and it seems like. I put this forth to you, doctor, before we let you go, sir, that New Jersey is really like the medicine chest. All the farmers, there's so many gigantic pharmaceutical. Can't we get? And I'm being facetious here, doc, but seriously, can't we get the medicine before anybody else around the country? Because we got the pharmaceuticals there.
Right, down the turnpike here, right? Which is give us the meds right away. I mean, Joe, you're doing the right thing. Triple vax. Look, man,
that's great.
Triple vax. You're right on the money there. Keep your body healthy. Keep exercising. I cannot tell your listeners enough. The one thing that's kept me sane for my mental health and my physical health the last few years is exercise.
Yeah,
and I think
look at
people
that.
People forget that.
Yep,
right?
Yep, exactly.
Stop with the big cakes. Stop with the hamburgers. Yeah, you know, stop with that stuff. Yeah. Exercise, and your vaccine will probably work effectively to keep you healthy.
Yeah, what a great chat this morning, doctor. We appreciate it. You're living in Newark, Maine, if I may ask. You're a resident of Newark.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a Queens boy originally. Like, I'm a New York City guy, but I moved to Newark about, like, 5 years ago when I became dean of the school. So I'm really proud that's my hometown now. So I love Newark. I love every minute of it.
I tell you, it's a city that's just doing great. And Dr. Perry Halkidis, by the way, look at this, a PhD, MS, MPH, is a public health psychologist, infectious disease epidemiologist, applied statistician, researcher, educator, advocate. Hey, man, you got to stay close if you would, Doc, okay? Because you're talking to a hypochondriac. I worry about everything, you know, but I know how insidious a lot of these things are, and you got to take them seriously. And it'd be nice in a couple weeks we do get ahead of this, as you say, but what a great chat this morning. Thanks for all you're doing at Rutgers, making Jersey proud. And I know John Katsimatidis, my friend, would like to say thank you for making the Greek folks proud, doctor, you know.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. I am very, makes my past Greek parents, you know, very happy. I'm sure up in heaven somewhere. Happy New Year, Joe.
To you too. Happy New Year, doctor. And thank you for joining us, sir. Dr. Perry Halkidis right there, Dean of the School of Public Health at Rutgers University in Newark.